Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this meeting of Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on Monday, the 20th of May at 6:15. Item number one on the agenda is to elect the Chairman and Deputy Chairman of the Planning Committee. Does anybody have any nominations? Councillor David Poore.
Look, Chair, I would like to nominate you as Chair. And also at the same time, Tim Duggar as Deputy Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm settled here, yeah. Councillor Tim Duggar.
Can I second Councillor Joe Wibley as our Chair, please?
Do we have a second before Councillor Duggar as Vice Chair? Councillor Graeme Deasy, thank you very much. So I guess we have to vote on separately just for completism's sake. That's not a word, is it? You sure you want this, Chair? Can I do this myself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those fools that want me to carry on as Chair of Planning, we have a proposal and a second. All those in favour? Thank you very much. I'm going to abstain on that. And for Councillor Dumper to remain as Vice Chair, all those in favour? Do we have any against? Any abstentions? Okay. So, apologies for that. You're stuck with me. Agenda item two on the agenda is apologies for absence. We have them from Councillor Andrew Coleman. Do we have any more at all? No, I think that's everybody anyway, isn't it? So, okay, we have no public speakers. Agenda item three is to receive the minutes of the meeting held on the 7th of May. Does anybody have any comments on those? You'd think I'd know this by now. We need to vote on them.
Yes.
We did, I thought we did. I'm happy to propose them from the Chair. Is anybody willing to second? Councillor David Poore, thank you. So with regards to those minutes, we're proposing a second to confirm them. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this little one. Agenda item four, receive any declarations of interest from members. So if members have any, have to declare any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. With regards to the two licensing applications, I am the Chair of Licensing at East Devon District Council, and that is another registerable interest. Councillor Dumper.
And I am on the Licensing Committee as well.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else at all? Oh, Councillor Nicholas, are you on licensing? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just know that, that's all right. Yeah, cool. Agenda item five, urgent business. There isn't any. Agenda item six, tree and advertising consent applications. There are none. So we go to planning applications. Brixington first. Planning application 240889 full. 75 Winston Road. This is for a single story rear extension. Front of garage extended to maintain external storage and garage roof replaced and raised to allow a continuous roof line to the rear extension. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations from anyone else.
Councillor Coleman has emailed to say he doesn't have any objections to this application.
Okay, that's
useful. That's helpful.
Thank you very much. This pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy, EB2. New development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a higher level of design as exemplified in the Avenues Design Statement of 2005. Councillor Terry Nicholas.
This is the second application, but it's very similar to the first one, which was done like 3 years ago. I presume we ran out of time, the only difference with it is that they wanted to build a utility room the last time, but they just wanted an extension and put it in the front of the garage. I've had a look at it, and I there's loads of them up there, put bits and pieces in. It looks like it's just filling in the back. Nobody's going to be overlooked because the houses on the other road, which runs parallel, they're back gardens, but onto these back gardens, and they're quite big. So I don't have any problem with this one either.
Okay, we don't have anybody else from Brixington here, do we? So, has anybody else got any comments at all? I'm happy to second from the chair if the two board members are in agreement with that. So, the proposer and the seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We now move to Halston. Excuse me, planning application 240867 full, 17 Trinfield Avenue. The retention of cladding to the dormer and gable ends and the change of design of the dormer windows reference planning permission 22-2457 full. And this is a retrospective application, so I'm assuming they've built something different to the initial application and now they will make it legal. Wrong way around, but hey. We have no comments of such as consultees and no representations. Again, this is EB2. Councillor Tisdale.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yeah, I had a special look at this and I've gone through their documents. Apparently what happened was that they had a previous permission. And it was a permission to do a site extension, something like that. And that's been built, but I don't think they got permission for the cladding. And having a look at the cladding, although they claim, or the agent claims in the application that the cladding, it doesn't affect the street scene very much because it's at the side rather than at the front. Coming up the road, it is very, very obvious because it's quite a large gable end as you come, and there's quite a big space between the number 15 next door, and it does, in my view anyway, it affects the street scene. Ron's asked me before the meeting, she said, well, is the harm? In terms of street scene, I suppose I would say it does look harmful. So I would be prepared to say yes on that. And so I object on the grounds of EB2 because of that.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Andrew Toy.
Yeah, agree with that. If there is permission, to make it subject to appropriate materials.
Thank you very much. Just having a look to see if Google Maps has got an old picture or a relatively modern one on. I think that's.
That's an old picture.
Yeah. So that's pretty good work. So
The bottom right elevation there with the big, and that's the cladding bit, and that's what you can see coming up Trinfield Avenue from the Exmouth Town end. Mm.
Okay.
Is it this elevation, Tim, on this side?
Yes, that's right, Ron.
And to be fair, there doesn't look to be a great deal of that elsewhere on the street, does it, or any of it? So.
Not at that end. I mean, there's a modern house at the top, which has got is like wood construction. Is a bit different from what's lower down. But at the bottom, it's all sort of 30s, 40s, 50s sort of design. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We do have a proposal of a seconder for objection. Does anybody else have any points or comments at all? No. So all those in favour of objection, thank you very much. Is that everybody? I think so. Okay, you've got all of that, the reasons and stuff? Yeah, brilliant. So, planning application 240913 PIP, which is permission in principle. So there's no details of the property itself. This is a two-lime grove, permission in principle for one dwelling. So please note, this is not a full planning application, and when assessing this type of application, we only consider whether the principle of development is acceptable, not the finished product. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Andrew Choi.
I think might object on the basis of... I'm not sure if that's exactly what basis, but it's quite a tight squeeze. Yeah. It's a sort of a detached property in that location. If it was a semi-detached, that extension's number two, then that might be okay. I'll say appropriate in the area.
So can we just, it's the space between the right hand side of that house and the main road, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you go back one and then you look, you can sort of see, and I think, is there a middle ground between there where you can see, or maybe if you go up that way?
This way.
Yeah, and then turn around again.
Yeah.
You sort of get a sense of how much space there is.
Yeah, it's here.
So looking at that, Councillor Tim Dunbar.
I agree with my war topic, Andrew, that it might be rather more appropriate if it were what they're calling an attached dwelling these days, but certainly not a detached one. So I support objections.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else just comment?
Is it on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site?
Yeah,
I guess that is how you class that. It doesn't look like you fit a house in there, really, does it?
Mm.
I don't know how.
No, it's sort of overdevelopment.
Yeah. I'm assuming he owns the property next door, so I wouldn't worry about that's a big assumption, but. Anyway, so proposal and a second for objection on the grounds of overdevelopment. All those in favour? Thank you very much. So now we'll move to Lilham, planning application 240902 full. 3 Glebe Close, proposed works of a single storey side extension, external fenestration alterations, and external ramps, step, and landing. No comments from consultees, no representations. Excellent neighbourhood of plan policy EB2 again. Councillor David Paul.
The chair, application I think from East Devon Holding. I have no problem with it. So I'm happy to propose no objection.
Okay, thank you. That's just a couple of things in my head about that road name and East Devon, how they just all come together. So excellent. So bearing that in mind, do we need to declare interest that we're members of East Devon? The ones that are? Bearing in mind it's potentially one of their properties?
I wouldn't
thought
so, really. No.
Okay, cool. If they query it, we can.
Because it's not East Devon that have applied, is it? It's Mr. Graham Baker. So although he's saying it's an East Devon.
Yeah, should
property,
we just check he's not an officer?
It's soaring about that name, but it's got
to do. It's come from an agent though, actually, because I did look at that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh, right,
it's
okay.
Come from. It's not. Just double check, but it's Dillon Design.
I think we've seen Graham Baker on. So I think probably is an agent.
Okay. I'm not sure.
East Devon Housing Property.
Because that's a company name, East Devon. Yeah.
But I think if you look at the covering letter, it's from Dillon Design.
Could I just ask that we just note it anyway, just to be on.
Yeah.
Dillon Design.
Yeah.
If we could just note it, I think it probably doesn't need to be.
No.
agree.
It would be a non-registerable interest anyway, so.
Yeah, those of us are members of other councils, that's a matter of public record already.
Yeah.
So that's for East Devon councillors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dual-hatted.
Four of us. Okay, sorry about that, it's a bit more typing. Okay, so David Paul has no objection. Councillor Gray, an issue?
No, actually, Councillor Paul's view, I have absolutely no objection.
Thank you, Councillor Mike Prosser.
Yeah, like Warren's, no objection.
Cool, so proposal seconded for no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We now move to application 2409104 for the Linksway Nursing Home, 17 Sadness Avenue. This is the proposal for a single-storey extension on the east elevation into an existing undercroft, the conversion of an existing ground floor door to a window, and the conversion of an existing first floor door onto a terrace, also into a window. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, and again, it's excellent neighbourhood plan policy DB2. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yeah, I've got no objection. Seems a very small extension.
Cool. Councillor Graham, DC.
Yeah, same again, Chair. It is a tiny extension, kitchen extension, so no problems with it. Thank you.
And Councillor David Paul.
Okay, no objection.
We're off to go. So we have proposed and seconded, therefore no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Town, there is none. I wouldn't have had time to go and look at this one if there was. Withick and Riley now, application 2404064, 7 Freelands Close. A proposed side and rear extension and internal alteration, along with additional one floor through roof conversion, reconfiguration, and rear side dormer. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Again, it's Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Andrew Wood.
Thank you, Chair. Might need your help here for a number of reasons. I sound like Manning, but I've got issues all day today, and Ron's had to help me out to have a look at some of the aspects. Members might remember we have refused the previous application. We've not recommended the application that was subsequently turned down. It's basically turned a bungalow into a complete house. The architect has been on to the ward members quite a lot, suggesting we visit the site. I think we all have, to be absolutely fair, I have, and put in new plans. And it feels to me, I don't know what Ron's feels, but it feels like they're trying to get over the planning refusal by doing a variation of a new house with the massive dormer at the back. Are we able to look? But it is the rear end of the dome apart. So I suppose there's an argument from a street scene point of view. It's going to be, the problem we had, I felt, all along was there was a huge overdevelopment from what's there at the moment in what is a nice, quiet little place. And for me, this just looks a variation on a theme when the architect will be listening in, as it seems to have done with the other things. So I don't want to knock his plans, but from the back point of view, from what I can see, what Ron sent through today, bear in mind I haven't been able to look at it in detail. But interested, there'd be no comments from Matt Hall, who was very much against the previous development. I don't know why that is. Or Steve. Or there's about 10 resident objections from the first one. Mm-hmm. Not one objection. You tell me whether that's right to me because they love the new plans or it's passing by. I don't know. But if anyone can see now, that is what I call a dormer extension. It feels, as I've got the information today, over dormered as far as I can see, but I don't know what colleagues think. But I don't like it, but that's not necessarily a reason for turning it down, I guess. What do colleagues think? If you'd on that ward, that area, it's a very quiet place, isn't it, Ron?
Could we just have a look at the Google Maps?
I was going to say, it might be worth looking at the satellite because. the refusal of the previous one, it did say that the provision of accommodation within the loft space would appear out of keeping within the area. Now, I know that was probably looking at different elevation, but he says the principle of accommodation within the loft space. And he also, officer also references the distances between the host dwelling and those adjoining, and references overlooking concerns and the extent of additional terraced area at the rear of the dwelling. So, yeah, I don't know, from a satellite point of view, or are there going to be overlooking issues from the rear?
Yeah, it's very high elevation, but in the the architect is pointing out that a lot of it is permitted development. The green areas, I'm just having trouble bringing up there.
Okay,
did then. Yeah, I don't know why it won't stay on there. It keeps jumping off. Why is it doing that? Bear with. Don't know why it won't stay open. Bear with.
Is it open on the top?
Yeah.
Can you...
Won't stay open, will it? I've got them open already. It's just went.
Okay.
Yeah, but then it jumps off. I don't know why. Oh, start again.
Have you got it open on that tab? Just close that tab down.
Close this, yeah.
Yeah, is it open on one of those?
That's on the internet. I've got them on my downloads. So, bear with, sorry.
That's all right, no worries at all.
It's not playing cricket. Six. Doesn't like going back onto it for some reason. Right, going back to here. In the supporting documents from the architect, they're citing that the areas highlighted in green, so here, is allowable under permitted development. So they don't need planning permission, is what they're saying. What they need planning permission for is the bits, this. They're saying that those extensions on the back are permissible under permitted development.
Why is three quarters of the extension on top, or the bit on top, permitted development, and the other bit isn't?
I have absolutely no idea.
I think possibly.
I don't know enough. It's
I'm proposing refusal on the grounds of, I guess, overdevelopment, and did we say overlooking as well? Potentially on the people at the back?
Oh yes, it's a very high elevation. Yeah. This area is right on the top of the hill, and it drops dramatically down. In fact, if you think the care home that's next door, that is visible from St John's Road in the winter when the tree. But obviously, that's a much bigger development.
On the other side of the estuary.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it? So it's next to that care home.
For people, I get the impression, and it's not a reason we're being returning now. People wanted to improve the homes, totally understand that. But this feels like it's a plot that isn't appropriate for that level of development. It's like, you need that space, I can sell it and buy it as a better. That feels like own development, the street scene, even with the dog at the back, I think is going to be impacted by such a large development on a plot that isn't massive. And you know, as I said, my own view is that I would find it hard to propose approval, and so I think I'd rather say propose rejection.
Does anybody else have any comments at all? Councillor Davenport.
On the green lounge, I would actually second the objection.
Okay, that's fine. And could we ask the question as well? about why some of it's permitted development and why some of it isn't, because I'd be intrigued to know. It looks like he's covered some in,
So my understanding is that permitted development can't extend beyond the ridge line. But I suppose because it's got that, because it's got that funny ridge line, you'd have thought that the green bit on the left there, you'd have thought that is extending beyond the ridge line, wouldn't you? So I don't. It's bizarre.
So some clarification of that.
We'll try and find out for you. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
So proposal in a second for objection. All those in favour?
That's to do with it being overbearing and overlooking.
Overlooking. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, okay.
EB2 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, apparently officers will decide whether to do it or not.
I think if we ask a question, they might feed back to us if we ask it, who knows. Okay, now we now have two agenda item 8, other items, notifications to the premises licenses received. I will say at this point, the first of them is potentially quite a controversial issue. We are looking here at the licensing element of the Christmas market entertainment big tent. So the licensing part of it is all we can look at here. Bearing in mind, we're able to take views and put them forward, but it has to be to do with the licensing objectives, which are, I should know, I do, but prevention of crime and disorder, public safety, the prevention of public nuisance, and the protection of children from harm. Now, the licensing authority, when it comes to processing these applications, they very much look at previous experience and previous experiences with that particular licensee in those particular places. The applicant for the first one has, despite reports, not really has run the licensing side of what they've done to the letter of the law. So bearing that in mind, the application is reference 057722, the Strand. The applicant is Hospitality Exmouth Limited. Councillor Toy and Councillor.
Well, it's difficult to find a specific licensing objection, but the Strand is a public space, and the public space should be accessible to all members of the public, except you can make exceptions of one-off events, like for a day or for a weekend. Well, this is nearly 3 weeks. Is it public nuisance?
Do you think
nuisance?
That constitutes public nuisance?
Well, it's a bit of a nuisance.
You'd like it to be.
It's a bit of a nuisance to be locked out of the Strand.
Absolutely. It's whether or not we think that this constitutes a public nuisance, I guess, and the definition of the word nuisance in terms of licensing doesn't quite fit with that. Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking at the detail. Is this sort of a license for any hours of the day or?
No, it's the same as last year. It's the same as the licence roughly that we run for the Exmouth Festival. So it's to finish at 10.
Right.
They licence all forms of entertainment, including dancing in the street, things like that, and live music, recorded music, but everything's to end by 10.
Did they have a licence last year?
They had a licence last year. In terms of licensing, I've not heard anything to suggest that there are issues. Because once people leave the licensed premises, whatever they do then, up to a, you know, after a certain point, like 2 feet away from the door, they're not the licensee's issue anymore. So if there were issues, and it could be really clearly traced back to that, then there probably would have been an input, but you know, some more issues with this. But
on the other hand, I mean, if, I suppose if it's 10 o'clock, it's unlikely, but I mean, if you did have a raffle coming out, of course, causing a breach of the peace, you know, But if there weren't problems last year, we've got evidence to say, is there anything in the application to say he's got security there or whatever?
Yeah.
He's got it wrapped up.
Okay. That'll be all of that. Okay. And actually, you know, the lot of people who have the final say on this with all of them is the police. And as far as I know, they've not objected, so. So there we go. Councillor Dayport.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If the license ends at 10, last year they actually advertised it as being a new release party and went on to about 12:30.
Yeah, that is with the exception of that. And everybody, I think. There are certain licensing exceptions for years. There is an acceptance that that will happen. So that is fair. Be interesting to note. Okay, so does anybody have some further comments to talk about the number?
Am I allowed to ask the question? I assume there will be other discussions with the District Council events team about this event, which we are obviously not entitled to make any comment on at the moment.
So as far as I know, permission in principle has been given by the events team. Because we were involved because of the impact on the sighting of our Christmas tree.
Sure.
So it went to the senior leadership team at East Devon District Council, and the senior leadership team said that they were happy for this event to go ahead, even though it would have an impact on our Christmas tree sighting. So in terms of event permission, they've already established the principle of that, and the applicant has been told that he has permission. Yeah. Which is why he's put the license application.
Yeah.
So do we have any more comments at all? Okay, so there we go. Another premises new premises license application. So this is a permanent one rather than a time limited one. This is for Paella Lovers on the Exeter Road. Again, it's the licensing objectives, prevention of crime and disorder, public safety, prevention of public nuisance and the protection of children from harm. I have no comments to make about this. Councillor Dunfer.
Ought I to declare an interest as an occasional user of the Paella house there?
Yes, it'd be non-registerable.
But I don't have a number. Any other comments?
Does anybody have any other comments about that at all?
No problem.
No problem, that's brilliant. And we now have notification of a street trading application for the Strand on the 29th of June from 9 till 5. It's for 15 trading stalls as part of the National Armed Forces Day. All conditions and things to do with waste and recycling of the leaf net, and stall holders are responsible for their rubbish. Any comments at all? No, that's fine. I think that, again, is something they've done before. So,
several times.
Yeah. And
I think it's the RMA. I think the applicant is part of the RMA, so they're normally very well run.
Yeah, absolutely.
With military precision.
With military precision, indeed, yeah. We have a couple of items of information, an appeal notification for 18 Collerton Way, separating existing property into two dwellings, including gardens and driveways. An appeal has been made to the Secretary of State against the decision of East Devon District Council to refuse planning permission. And notification of a tree preservation order. So land at Brookhaven's Close now has the trees that are protectificated. East Devon District Council planning decisions, 24 Carlton Way, we objected, they approved. Other than that, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 8 out of 9 correct. Well done. We got an A minus there. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Oh, can I see
a say I received an email about the boxing club application, which probably most of us will remember, to say there are amended plans in, and I put it in rejection, and if I was to comment this June the 7th. But would that come to us as well?
Yeah, should do. So that'd be next time, I imagine.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
Next Friday meeting.
Yeah.
It's on the agenda.
It'll be on next week's agenda. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's only 3 days between that and the 7th.
All right.
Just to say, Chairman, I'm sure Councillor Toy has had the same as me. We've been advised as Halston ward members of that. So our comments are solicited on the new application.
I'll look at the way that come out, so I'm not sure I'm going to look at that.
I think a lot of it, I haven't looked at it all yet, but I think a lot of it relates to questions about that we asked about ecological and various other issues around that.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it. There's the government action survey, but I haven't looked at the revised combined. I'm just trying to do that now, actually, to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that, well, we'll look at this.
Brilliant. Councillor Mangesi.
Just to say to councillors that tomorrow morning at EDDC, the consideration of the Devoncourt saga continues. There was a site visit today by the planning committee, and there were a number of protesters there, or people, residents making their views known. But yeah, just to say for your delegation tomorrow at about 10:30 on YouTube, if you can stay awake that long. With this program tomorrow, hopefully, well, personally, hopefully, not so.
Are you due to speak again? Are you?
There was considerable confusion over who could speak, what they could speak, and when they could speak. There was a relenting very late in the day, like Friday evening, if not actually related to be honest, that said if people had a new objection, then they would consider that and allow people to speak. Quite honestly, Tim, the documents are so large that I haven't been around this weekend, and therefore I haven't been able to go through and find out whether there are actually new aspects of it. But I understand there are four speakers, public speakers, and I think Councillor Hookway might be speaking as well, although I'm not sure on that. And the architect is being allowed, the applicant is being allowed to speak as well. But the difficulty is, I think, from speaking to residents this morning, obviously they always present last, and there's no comeback on that as part of the process. So there's a great feeling of injustice, as we know, already around the process. So it's just to remind colleagues that it's a big decision for the town, I think, tomorrow. And if they refuse it, let's hope they can kick it into touch. And if they don't refuse it, then I think we haven't quite heard the last of it from residents.
Thank you very much for that. And I know what I think, but I better not say it. Congratulations on your 7th place.
That's quite good for you.
So thank you very much, everybody. See you all soon.